Free Bradley Manning!
Free Bradley Manning!
Free Bradley Manning!
Davis Square in Somerville, Massachusetts, which is renamed Bradley Manning Square every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. by a group of committed activists.
Free Bradley Manning!
So this is Bradley Manning Square from 1 to 2 every Friday. We're out here supporting the brave WikiLeaks whistleblower, Bradley Manning, who has released a lot of very important information about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he's been being held for 2 years for doing that. They classified the information as secret. If you'd like to sign a petition over here, please do. We want to get him out of jail. We want him to know that we're all very grateful for what he's done.
Susan McLucas is a weekly attendee of Bradley Manning Square. She went on to explain the details of one of the videos Bradley Manning released through WikiLeaks.
You can see it on the internet. In the video, you see 12 perfectly innocent Iraqis being killed from the air by an Apache held by soldiers in an Apache helicopter. And from the way they're talking about it, it seems like they're kind of enjoying killing all these people.
Well, I would.
But if you want to see a good sample, go on the internet and look at collateralmurder.com. It's hard to watch, but it's really important that we know. The petition is right there under that sign. So here's a song about Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning was an analyst. If what they say is true, he was paid to write reports and see the patterns sifting through. As he read the data, the patterns did emerge. Patterns that were clear both before and since the surge.
CollateralMurder.com. That's the site to the shocking, widely viewed, unedited video of soldiers killing unarmed civilians. Today, the story from the mainstream, if reported at all, is that Bradley Manning committed a crime against national security while ignoring the data within.
Tortured out of sight, sometimes you need desperate measures. When you live in desperate times, Private Manning saw that he was looking at war crimes. He wondered what to do to allow the dead to speak. He finally decided to contact WikiLeaks. Now it's all out on the table, and everybody knows. The emperor is naked, he's not wearing any clothes.
Al Johnson is a member of the Smedley Butler Brigade, Massachusetts chapter of Veterans for Peace.
I want to speak a little bit more about Bradley Manning in a minute, but I wanted to bring up a couple of things about what has been going on the last few weeks. If anybody can see this, I have a little red patch on my shirt, and that red patch, well, you could say it's socialist, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but it's in solidarity with the Quebec students, a number of who have been arrested up in Quebec, up in Montreal over the last several days, because they're trying to struggle to get the tuition hikes that have just been announced by the Quebec government, trying to get them rescinded, and so that's one struggle. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of struggles. And then, of course, last week in Chicago, a number of members of the Iraq Veterans Against the War had a little demonstration, a little ceremony out in Chicago, who were trying to protest against NATO and protest against the conditions of the world. So the ceremony by the Iraq veterans was to throw back their medals. Now, I know about this from back in 1971 when, as member of Vietnam Veterans Against the War, we were at the Supreme Court building down in Washington, D.C. in 1971. And a number of us, including Senator John Kerry, threw our medals back in disgust at what we had done in the Vietnam War. And so the Iraq War veterans had continued a tradition, and a very honorable tradition, of saying no. And we will stick with Bradley Manning until he is freed, until he's freed by his jailers.
Al Johnson, tying the student strikes in Quebec with Iraq vets in Chicago and Bradley Manning, and somehow making it all fit together.
This is Bradley Manning Square here, from 1 to 2 every Friday. A lot of us are going to be meeting over at Columbus
Park on Monday, Memorial Day, 1 to 3. It's a very moving ceremony over there. There are Iraqis who join in, and if you can make it over there, please do, on Monday.
Susan McLucas promoting the Memorial Day event by Vets for Peace. Freeman Z, together with Susan, has been putting together these weekly public vigils for Bradley Manning. He often lets others speak while providing amplification and recording, but he was so moved by the passion of others that he too stepped up to the mic.
Susan was mentioning the Veterans for Peace event that happens this time of year. It was at that event last year. Someone was handing one of these glossy handbills about Bradley Manning to me, and I'd already been thinking for months and months, what could I do for Bradley Manning? And that was when I decided, that's it. And I said, I'm going to do something for Bradley Manning. And I'm so glad that people have joined, and I want to thank Susan for being such a bedrock foundation for this project and everybody else who's joined us. Al mentioned a few minutes ago the fact that Manning, his rank, private first class. Think about it now. Is it plausible? Does it make sense that a guy with that rank, just about the lowest rank you could possibly have in any military branch, why should this guy have access to material that's so sensitive that the government would get so upset about it? Just one of the things about the case that simply doesn't make sense to me. The thing that really creeps me out about the whole WikiLeaks thing is, what if the imperialists want this information leaked to show the world just how badass they really are?
Interesting perspective by Freeman Z on how private Bradley Manning had access to such top-secret information.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many...
Susan, Freeman, and anyone else who wants to join are out in Davis Square every Friday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. collecting signatures, talking to people, and raising awareness for Bradley Manning. They will be moving to Wednesday afternoons for the summer. For more information, go to bradleymanningsquare.org.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is Bradley Manning Square, 1 to 2 every Friday. Thank you all for listening and for caring what happens to this very brave whistleblowing soldier. Thank you.
For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina.